Présent.
Allez, turn around.
Okay, so we started the Mishnah Berurah last time, and we saw. Let's go slowly. Firstly, we saw the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch tells us clearly. That we paskin like the Ravid. What does that mean? We paskin like the Ravid.
Yeah.
How much do you have to have of our voice? Rav. Lechatchila, the Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah to have the entire Oirech of the Hadas as a voice, but b'dieved or le'ikuva roiv. You got to have roiv, and then he concluded v'afilu einay b'roisha, even if it's not at the top. That was mamish a quote from the Ravid from beginning to end, because the Ravid is the one who told us these two chidushim. Chidush number one is that how much of a voice do you need? Lechatchila koil b'dieved roiv. Chidush number two is that the roish is irrelevant when it comes to a voice. The Roish is only relevant when it comes to Yovesh. When it comes to Yovesh, which is an issue of Hodor, so therefore something is judged by its appearance at the top. The top is the most important part. Fine, that we understand. However, when we're not talking about Hodor, but rather we're talking about Avois, that's just good old-fashioned Roiv. Wherever that Roiv is, it makes no difference. Whether it's the top 2 out of 3 Tvachim, or the bottom 2 out of 3 tvachim, it makes no difference.
It has to be seen. Like, let's say your avos are all in the head.
Oh, okay, that's a good question. Pashtus, it does not need to be seen. But those are more eged shailas. There is a shaila in Hilchas Hodor. Does Hodor ever need to be seen? Is there any inyan to have beautiful parashios of tefillin? Because a hodor, nobody can see them. Huge machloikas rishonim. Tosfos brings two opinions. Maybe hodor only exists in something which can be seen. And that way you mahadar it to the public. To make a public demonstration. But something that cannot be seen, maybe there is no din hodor whatsoever. Okay, so we saw the Mishnah Berurah, number 6 on the sheets. If you remember, the number that the Mishnah Berurah spoke about was 12. What's 12 mean? 12 goivlin, 12 thumbs. Your hadas has to be 12 thumbs. So what's roiv of that? 7. So for the magic number 7 is 7. Magic number over here is 7. I need 7 out of 12 goivlin to be avoiced. Lechatchila, I want all 12 to be avoiced. But if I've got 7, that's okay. Now, if I've got the 7, then the 5 at the bottom, for example, it makes no difference what I have there. If I've got no leaves whatsoever, or if I've got leaves but they're not avos. In other words, it's a hadas shoita at the bottom. I've got 2 up, 1 down, 1 up, 2 down, 2 up, 2 down, whatever it is. It makes no difference. Not interested. Why am I not interested? Because as long as I got my 7 out of 12, I've got my roif. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says.
Is the Mishnah Berurah saying top and bottom on purpose, or just giving it?
At the moment, he didn't actually talk about top or bottom. Bichlal, I'm just using those words. He didn't say that yet. That will be toila on with regard to niktam, which we'll have to learn. But at the moment, he has not spoken about top or bottom. Now, have a look at the bold words, which we saw last time, but we didn't see the conclusion of it. Ubahadas sheyu b'kol shir orkoi gimel alim b'chol ken. What happens if you've got a hadas, a beautiful hadas, the whole shir, all 12 goydlin are all avoiced. Wonderful. What could be better than that? V'nosher olo achas mikol ken. But then one leaf fell off from every ken. Beroiv shiur oirech hadas. From the roiv of the shir. In other words, 7 of your 12 goydlin, I've got a voice from top to bottom, maybe all 12 goydlin, but roiv of the shir, one leaf fell off. Now that's very, very important. Meaning, if one leaf fell off on a miut of the shir, then what?
It's fine.
Obviously, it's fine. In fact, I couldn't care less even if all the leaves fell off on the miut of the shir. He's already told us that. That's why he has to spell out that the only case that this shaila is relevant at all is if you have the roiv a leaf fell off. Now remember, let's repeat this. I know we've said this a number of times. It's very, very, very important to be clear in this. We are discussing simultaneously two separate shailas in Hadas. Both the category of avos, but it's two fundamental shailas. What are the two shailas we've been discussing the whole time? Number one, what is avos? So you'll tell me, what do you mean, what is avos? Mora says mefurish, avos is three. Yeah, but is two out of three good enough? That's one shaila. Shaila number two is, whatever avos is, how much avos do you need? Now, how much avos you need is not a discussion. The Shulchan Aruch closed shop for us. What did the Shulchan Aruch say? How much avos do you need? Roiv. L'chatchil yishav koil, but you need roiv. But that's not up for discussion, even though we did see in the Rishonim that it was a very big discussion. The Ritva brought two opinions, arrived at a different opinion. But l'halacha, as far as the halacha is concerned, we need roiv. Which, as I mentioned, when somebody therefore brings the hadas to the Rav, and the Rav is looking at the hadas, the first thing he'll need to look at is what? Do I have roiv avos? Once I've got roiv avos, I'm over the threshold. There's no way now he can say posel, because he's got roiv avos. Will he be able to say it's mehudar? Well, probably not, only if it's koil. How can you say something which is mehudar when the Shulchan Aruch says mefurosh lechatchila that he's supposed to have koil? Certainly, as we said, if the packet says mehudar aleph aleph, top quality hadas, this is not top quality hadas. If the Shulchan Aruch says quite clearly you're supposed to try and have hadas which is kuloy avos. Okay, but as far as kosher and posel is concerned, once I've got over the roiv threshold, I'm good. Fine, that's not up for discussion, that's mefurosh asif for Shulchan Aruch. What's not being discussed in Shulchan Aruch, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah is bringing it up, is, fine, I need at least 7 goydlin worth roiv of the hadas, which is avos. But of those 7 goydlin, what happens if one leaf fell off every ken? Now the truth is, we saw a machlokes rishayim about this. Who was a machlokes rishayim? The Ritva, opinion number one versus opinion number two. Now, let's not make a mistake, because somebody, I think Rabbi Shua, brought this up on Tuesday. It's a very, very important point. Let's do chazara of the Ritva, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah and how everything fits in. The Ritva brought opinion number one and opinion number two. Now bear with me carefully. Opinion number one said you need avos from top to bottom, and you also need every single ken 3 leaves. The minute you've lost one leaf, game over. Now how many chidushim is that? 2 chidushim. Number one, you need avos the whole thing, and number two, every ken has got to be 3. Fine. Opinion number two said, I agree with you on half. I agree with you, said opinion number two, that what? How much avos do you need? Kuloi, top to bottom. But if one leaf falls off out of the three, that's fine as far as I'm concerned. Roiv is okay. But those are two separate shailas. So therefore, opinion number one and opinion number two both agree on what?
Got everything.
How much avos do you need, top to bottom? What is the definition of avos? Can 2 out of 3, is that okay? That's a machlokes. Now, with regard to what they both agree on, i.e., they've got to have avos from top to bottom, la halacha, we don't paskin that way. As we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin not like opinion number one, not like opinion number two, but rather like the Ravid. How much do you need? Arrive. Therefore, with regard to shaila number one, the Ritva is dispensed with. We don't hold of the Ritva, not opinion number one, not opinion number two. We hold like the Ravid. Fine. We're not going to throw the Ritva out the window. Why? Because the Ritva is still crucial for us with regard to the other shaila, which is a voice, 3, non-negotiable, or 2 out of 3. Now it's true, the Ritva himself spoke about 3 or 2 out of 3 with regard to the whole length of the hadas. Fine, we don't paskin like that. And we paskin, you only have to have roiv. Okay. But that doesn't mean that the shaila of the Ritva is irrelevant. It's extremely relevant. It's just downgraded a bit. Whatever you say, whatever you discuss with regards to Kohel, we need to discuss for Rav. I.e., we've established how much avos you need, le'ikuva, Rav. Fine, so we have every license to say, okay, within that Rav, that seven, Goiglin, do you have to have threes non-negotiable, or is two out of three also okay? And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. If the Noshar, Olo achas mikol ken, how much? Beroiv shir. Oirech hadas, yesh bazeh plukta bein harishonim. There is a very big machlokes in the Rishonim, and we would call that Ritva opinion number one, Ritva opinion number two. Yesh machshirin, some say it's kosher, who is that? Second opinion, it's actually the Ra'ah, the Ritva in the name of the Ra'ah. Yesh machshirim, why? The kiven de nishar shnayim b'chol kan, seeing as you've got two in each cluster, ruboy kakuloy kihechi, just as the machshirin b'noshru miktsas olav me'orkoy shel hadas. In the same way as I'm going to kosher, if some leaves fell off on the miut with regard to the length, so too I'm prepared to be mevata, I'm prepared to kosher if some fell off not on the length of the hadas, your five goyim, but rather in the avos. In other words, let's just draw this. I know the numbers are not so complicated, but sometimes a picture in front of us is exactly what we're discussing. Okay, this is Mahadas 3 Tochim. Ritva 1. Ritva 2. Private. Ritva opinion says that what? You've got to have from top to bottom avos. Top to bottom avos. 1, 2, 3, the whole thing. Now this is not well drawn because as we know, the leaves should really be reaching each other, but okay, let's not get involved in that at the moment. There's a discussion about that. All the way top to bottom. Three leaves. If one solitary leaf falls off, game over. Ritva number two says, you're right, I've got to have top to bottom. But Rav Ken is also enough. So according to Ritva's second opinion, this is also fine. So I had three, and then one fell off. So I've only got two now. Now, we know the halacha, we don't paskin that you need the bottom miut. You need a rive. So according to the rivet, we have a cut-off point at rive. Altogether, 12 length. This is 7, that's what I need. And this 5 over here is irrelevant. So what I have on the bottom 5 is what? Regardless. Whether I've got nothing or I've got non-avos. Right? So if I've got at some parts nothing, or if I've got something like this, that's not avos. That's shaita. I couldn't care less because I only need roiv. Fine. So I need roiv. But I still have license to say, but what do I need on the Rav? In other words, yes, I don't hold, like the Ritvas, either number one or number two. Because they both say, you've got to have Kohel, and we don't hold that. But I still need to know whether I can have two leaves or three leaves. That is a valid question. That's what the Ritva, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Some say that it's kosher. If I have three and then one falls off, that's okay. Why? What were the words that the Rebbe Shavura used? Two words. Why would that be okay? Rubei Kukulei. In the same way as I'm prepared to say Rubei Kukulei on the length, I'm also prepared to say Rubei Kukulei per ken. Or not. Maybe not. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Yesh machshirin. Some say it's kosher. Why? The kiven de nishar shnayim b'chol ken. Seeing as two have remained in every single ken, ruboy kukuloi kiheichi. Just as the machshirin benoshru miktsas alof me orkoi shel hadas. That word is key. Orkoi. Just as I'm prepared to kosher, as long as I've got roiv of the length. So too, I'm also prepared to kosher if I've got roiv of the ken. Which opinion is that? Ritva number two. V'yesh poislin. And some say, no. The sfir le da ali deizeh, they hold the second opinion, which is really ritva number one. Da ali deizeh, through this, if a leaf falls off, loy nishar olov, it does not remain on it, shame, avois, klal. So remember, we discussed this on Sunday and also Tuesday. Very, 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 very important thing. Everybody agrees you can't have six people for a minyan. Why not? Because you can't manufacture something with roiv. If I've got the coil, then roiv of it classifies the coil. So what is avos? If the definition of avos is three, then it's like a minyan. So how can two out of three be good? It's like a mikvah, 40 saw, how can 21 be good? There's no way. That is the discussion. Is that the definition, the makeup of Havois? It's like 10 people for a minyan, 40 saw for a mikvah, 71 dayanim for a bezdin, or no? That just decides if the species is correct. So if I've got a species which initially grew with three, so when I took this to my plant vegetation shop, they said, yeah, this is the three-pronged hadas species. Great, that's the species I'm looking for. It's not a definition of a voice, that just defines the species, the min. Now I've just got to make sure that I've got roiv leaves, like a lulav needs roiv leaves. So I can say rubei kukulei, or not. That is the discussion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, how do we paskan on this? Ole inyan halacha, noktinon lehokel. If it's a big doichek, if it's difficult to get other ones, shekein hiskimu kamo achreinim. Many achreinim came along and they got involved in this machloikas and they paskin like ritva, opinion number two. Which means, very interestingly, at least b'mokim hadchak, we're taking all the leniencies and putting them together. Checking all the leniencies. You only need roiv of the length, and you only need roiv of the ken. So it turns out that, yeah, diagram number three, the Ravid. If anybody, by the way, wants to photograph this and send it to Rav Moshe Zelig, I'm sure he'll appreciate it. So that means la halacha on diagram number three, which is the where we pass la halacha. Don't photograph it yet, because we're still going to further artistic touches are still to come. Akol ponim v'ofen, the Mishnah Berurah is telling you that what? You can be mekel. B'mokem adchak. B'mokem adchak. Okay. Carry on Mishnah Berurah now. V'davke kishen nisharu al kol ponim. Shnei alin b'chol ken. But that's only if at least what remains is two leaves per ken, because then at least you've got avaruba al koponim, then altogether I've got roiv. Avalin noshru shnei alin. But if two leaves fall off, beroiv shiur oirech hahadas, if on the seven out of your 12 goidlin two leaves have fallen off, then it is posel lekula alma. Then it's posel according to everybody. There's nobody in the world that could possibly kosher it. Why? Because on roiv of my hadas, I don't have roiv of a ken. So what have I got? I've got nothing.
On one ken,
Why? I've got to have Roiv Oirech Hadas with Roiv Kin. So I've got to have seven Goiglin, length, that have Roiv Ken. Now, whether that seven has to be consecutive or not, we have not discussed. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, if one leaf falls off, no problem. As long as I've got Roiv Oirech of the Hadas, which is seven Goiglin, that have Roiv of a Ken. Fine.
Let's say I have everything except one of the ken that's got
2 years, it's
special.
No, because I've got Roiv of the Oirech that has Roiv of a ken.
That ken doesn't have Roiv.
Again, Roiv of the Oirech needs Roiv of a ken.
So one ken with one leaf.
So if one ken leaf falls off, even if one entire ken falls off, who cares?
Yeah, but two.
I need seven.
In one, if it's two fell off, and one can, and everything else okay, it's also fine.
What?
In one can, two leaves fell
off. No, his entire can fell off, it's also fine.
In entire can fell off one.
No, again. If one of the kinim, all three leaves fell off, what's the halacha? It's fine. As long as I'm remaining with Roiv Oirech of the Hadas. As long as seven Goidlin have got Roiv of a ken, I couldn't care less if a ken fell off. But within the seven, within the seven, then I've got to make sure that every single last ken has at least two leaves.
Oh, okay, that's a question.
The minute you have, no, you said if the whole thing has got a voice. If I've got a hadas from top to bottom that has a voice, three leaves, and now Igabalt, my 3-year-old kid, pulls off the leaves of the hadas and one ken has now dropped off, is that a problem? No, because Rav is okay.
But on the seven?
On the seven, I've got to have two out of three per ken. If it's a single ken that two leaves fall off, game over. Why? Because now I don't have Rav and a Rav. I've got to have Rav hadas. Mean Roiv of the Oirech and Roiv Ken.
And consecutive doesn't.
We haven't mentioned anything about consecutive yet.
And if seven sets go up, you have three sets that have three, four.
Then so we'll see. Let's go slowly into the Bihalocha. 1 second. Now, go to the next line. That last line of that long paragraph we're going to miss out. Go to the Mishnah Berurah now, Yud Tes. Va'afilu. Einoi Baroishoi. Oh, here's where the Mishnah Berurah is now going to discuss one of our shailas. And the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch already told it to us. Not about whether it needs to be consecutive, but does it have to be at the top or bottom? The truth is, we learn this together. The Rav already said that the Roish is irrelevant. I'm Furush Gemara, you have to have it on the Roish. No, that was talking about
Yavesh
and Lach. That's a shail of Hodor. Oh, Hodor? Yeah, you look at the top. But with regard to a voice or not, as long as I've got Roiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yotes, Kegoin Shalomato Ad Ruboi, from the bottom until Roiv the way up. So we've diagrammed it, the top seven. But says the Mishnah Berurah, can equally be the bottom seven. Kevin Shalomato Ad Ruboi Yotze Bekol Ken Veken Gimel Alin. Seeing as in the bottom seven, every ken has three alin, or lamalo, noshru alov, and in the top five, the leaves fell off, oishuay neno avois, or they didn't fall off, they're there, but they're all not in order, they're not in lines, they're not avois, doesn't matter, gamkein kosher.
It's not chadr. It's not chadr.
Why is it not chadr?
Because
it
said the
chadr,
it says on the top,
that's what it was. 1 second. Vaaf al gav de alov. Even though with regard to when the leaves are dried, posak besif ches, we're going to paskin later on in the Shulchan Aruch, de einoi kosher, it will not be kosher, ki im kishenishtairu v'chol bad, only when there remains on every stalk, gimel alin lachin baroishoi. So why are you telling me over here that I couldn't care less where the avois is? Even if they're on the bottom, it's okay, despite the fact they're not at the top. But when you get to Siv Ches and you talk about Roish, Yovesh and Lach, oh, the Roish is all important. So why, with regard to Avos, is the Roish not important?
What's the
Ki'im, unless, says the Mishnah Berurah, bottom line, Dafka sham. That's only with regard to Yovesh over there. Hatam mishum hodor. Vahodor nikar kishahu baroishoi. Avol kan mishum avois. Here we're not discussing Hilchus Hodor. What are we discussing?
Avois.
V'dai b'chol makim. Therefore it suffices, wherever they are, that will be great. Fine. Now, we have not discussed... Let's work out what we have discussed and what we have not discussed. There's many, 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 many shailas in Adas. So shaila number one is, how much of the length of the Hadas do you need avos? Who discussed that? You're right, in the Rishonim, we say, in the halacha. Again, in the halacha, on this page, with regard to how much avos do you need. Who paskin that for me? Again, la halacha. I didn't say the Rishonim. La halacha. We have the whole bunch of machlokes Rishonim. Which, who paskin for me halacha la maisa, with regard to how much avos I need? Shulchan Aruch says rav is okay. That's like the ravid. That's shaila number one. So if you want to know how much avos I need, the answer is rav. Okay. Moving on to question number two. Question number two was, fine, I need rav, but what is the definition of avos? How much of a cluster do I need? Who discussed that for me? No, the Mishnah Berurah. Shulchan Aruch didn't mention a word about it. Shulchan Aruch did not say how many leaves you need in every cluster. That the Mishnah Berurah said is a machlokes Rishonim. And what did he paskin for us, the Mishnah Berurah? That you can be made at least the mokem adchak. That's question number two. Question number three is, fine, you've just told me I need roiv length. Where must that roiv be, top or bottom? Who discussed that for me? The Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, v'afilu eina bereshe. Mishnah Berurah explained it to me. That yavesh and lach, that's a different question, that's a question of hodah. So these are three fundamental questions in Hadas. How much avos? How much of a ken? And where must the avos be? We've all seen discussed now lahalocha. Between the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. But there still remain some outstanding questions. So let's have a look at the Bi'ah Halacha. Who wrote the Bi'ah Halacha?
Mishnah
Berurah. Chafetz Chaim. What's the difference in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ah Halacha?
One, the
Mishnah Berurah basically is there to just explain to us the Shulchan Aruch, the Psak Halachas. The Bi'ah Halacha is where he has more discussion rather than just the Psak Halachas. Shatzion is the Makoiris, is the sources, right? Tzion means to be Mitzayan, to point the source. Says the Bi'ah Halacha, let's learn this slowly, very, very, very important. Ule Ikuva Berubai. Shulchan Aruch says the Ikuva, you have to have roiv avos. Ayin the Mishnah Berurah. Have a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Shekhar Savno, where we wrote over there, the Hiskimu Kama Achreinim. But many Achreinim agree, Lahokel Kahara. Who is the Ra'ah? That's what we called Ritva number two. Ritva number two is the Rebbe of the Ritva, which is the Ra'ah. And the Ra'ah says, 2 out of 3 is also fine. Says in Bi'ah Halacha, I already pointed out here in the Mishnah Berurah that many Achreinim paskin like this Ra'ah. I.e., the Afilu Noshru Mikol Ken, even if it fell off from the Ken, Mikol Aruchai Ola Echad, one leaf, I've only got two left, Gam Ken Kosha. Why? Given the Nishar Shnayim Bechol Ken, the Havar Rubai. At least you got two left. Now, says the Bi'ah Halacha, Venista Pakti. I have a suffix in the following case. I have a suffix. Im Noshru Me Oirech Hahadas Miktsas Olive. Let's talk about the Oirech again. I've got an Oirech of 3 Tvachim, which is 12 Goydlim. If some of the leaves fell off, let's say on the bottom 5 goyidlim, leaves fell off. What's the halacha?
Kosher.
The Posak Amachaber, the Machaber, that's the Shulchan Aruch, has already paskin for me, the Kasha. Why? Kaharivit. We paskin out the Rivit. Fine. Deloy Boinon Avois, Rak Burubai. We do not require Avois besides for the Raiv. Fine. So what's my Sofik? Says the Mishnah Berurah, my Sofik is the Bi'alocha. Im min haroiv hahu noshar gam kein mikol ken ala echot. Im omrinon bezeh trei ruba lahakshe. Can I do a double whammy roiv? What does that mean, a double whammy roiv? If you look at diagram number 3, that's exactly what we have drawn. In other words, in the bottom 5 goydlim has got what? Nothing. Nothing. It's got one maybe cluster, but that's not avoy, so it's irrelevant. So what would that be with regard to those 5? I'd say it's okay. Why is it okay? Roiv. Who paskins roiv? The Shulchan Aruch. We paskin either roiv, as long as I've got my 7. Ah, okay. 1 second. But those 7 themselves, I don't have avos there. What have I got?
Two
out of 3. Ah, so you want to now invoke roiv again? Whoa, can you say roiv twice? Meaning, if the whole hadas from top to bottom would have 2 leaves, like diagram number 2, the middle diagram, the Achronim told me we paskin like the ra'ah. Okay, discussion closed. The Achronim paskin like the ra'ah. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here and in the Bi'alocha. But that's all fine and well. In diagram number 2, how many times am I invoking roiv?
Once.
Not with regard to the length. The length is fine, top to bottom. So I need one activation of a roiv, i.e., can you allow me to rely on roiv of a ken? Says the ra'ah, yes. Say the achreinim, we paskin like the ra'ah. Fine. 1 second. The ra'ivid says, I can rely on roiv with regard to the oirach. I only need 7 out of 12 goydlin. Can I now do a double dipper whammy roiv? Rive of the length. This is only 7 out of 12. And within that 7, I also don't have avos. I've only got rive of avos. I want to do rive again. Ooh, I'm pushing your luck a bit. Is that also okay?
Well, it's not okay. So it's
2 rives.
The Torah Kula, we say, we call by the rive.
It's a big Kiddush now. You're relying on a lot of leniencies.
How can I do that? It's the question of the law. The law says you have a use of Ali.
Okay, we'll get very good question. We'll get to that in a second. Reb Daniel is suggesting that what the Bi'alocha means, and we'll see how he discusses this in a second, that the question is as follows, and you're going to be right, Reb Daniel. Let's, for argument's sake, let's make up some numbers now, okay? Just for the sake of it, otherwise we're going to get all confused. You've got a hadas of 12 goydlin. The rove of that is 7. Now, for argument's sake, for simplicity's sake, let's say every goydel has another avos. So 12 goydlin means 12 kinin, okay? If I have a super duper wonderful, stunning, gorgeous Mahuda Hadas, what will I have? 12 goydlin, 12 kinin, 3 leaves, 36 leaves. That will be the classic textbook photograph Hadas. Okay. You're telling me now. So, for example, in diagram number 1, we're actually going to have 36 alim, i.e. 12 times 3. That's super duper. Everybody says that's the best, it's wonderful, it's gorgeous. Okay. The Ra'ah says, I need all 12, but I don't need 12 times 3. What do I need?
24.
We then moved on to the Ra'ivit. Now remember, the Ravid spoke about what part of the Oirach. He never spoke about this question, threes or twos. The Ravid didn't speak about that. Okay. So you're going to tell me now that what? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay? Imagine over here, I've got nothing. On the bottom 5, I've got nothing. How many leaves am I going to have altogether over here?
14.
Because over here, I've got just 7. I go 7 times 2. Which means how many actually fell off altogether?
From 36, 22.
I had 36 and 14 are left. 22 have fallen off. How'd you get to 22? Very simple. The bottom 5 have all gone. 5 times 3 is 15. Plus another 7, 1 per. So it means actually I've got 14 alin, 22 are noshu. What does noshu mean?
Hello.
That's why I'm not sure if we can do double whammy rive over here. Why? Because if you do double whammy rive, you're actually left with a hadas where rive alin have fallen off. If I have diagram number 2, then what will I have? I've got 24. And if I've got diagram number 3, but they'll all be 3s, how many would I have then? 21. 21 after 36, 24 out of 36, 5, same machan rayiv, I don't mind that. But now that you've told me the achreinim paskin like the ra'ah, 2 out of 3 is good. But 1 second, 2 out of 3, only in the top 7? Rebbeinu Shelolam, I'm only going to have 14 leaves. 22 have fallen off, and it's still going to be kosher? Safek of the Bialoch.
If I had 5 random from the bottom 5 that are there, meaning nothing,
I would be fine. Daniel's asking a good question. Daniel's asking a good question. Okay, I've got my 7 times 2 at the top 14. So what are you going to say? Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe yeah, maybe not. So I've lost my rave. 1 second. What is the magic number that I need to get to?
19.
So if I just stick 5 leaves arbitrarily on the bottom, when I say, well, that's now saved the day because I've got 14 at the top, 5 at the bottom, I've got magic number 19. Don't tell me that rave have fallen off.
That's not part of the...
So let's see the Bialacha. It's a beautiful suffix of the Bialacha. V'hinei ro'isi le'echod min ha'achreinim. I saw in the name of one of the achreinim, de mashma midvarav, it is mashma from his words, de yesh le'achshir gam ba'oifen zeh. I saw one of the achreinim, so you can be mashed in that case as well. Yes, v'chein mashma michayei odom. So it's a great quiz question you can ask your kids this Friday night. How can it be? I've got a hadas, roiv leaves fell off, and it might well be kosher. Now, you've got to design it very carefully. I've got to be left with what? I've got to be left with 7 goidlim that have 2s. If my 22 leaves would fall off in a different format, for example, over here, 2 leaves will fall off here, 2 here, 2 here. All I'm left with is, for example, I've got 14 leaves. You know how I've got 14? I'm left with 4 goidlin of 3s. That's 12, and another one of 2. That's obviously possible. Why? Because I need 7 goidlin to start off. I don't have 7 goidlin, it doesn't even get off the ground. So obviously, Rav Alin fall off is a psul. Nobody disagrees with that. The Mishabrua Safik, the Chavetz Chaim Safik is... But I've got a very brilliant, genius case of where rive leaves have fallen off, but I'm still left with rive that's kosher. Because rive of the Oirach has got rive of the Ken. So he says, I saw in the name of one of the Achreinim, which happens to be the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that it seems to be kosher. And the Chaya Odom as well. says the Bialoch, I now want to explain to you why I would say that maybe this should not be kosher. Ochein, however, lefian yes daiti tzorech iyum. This needs a lot of investigation. It's not poshut to me at all, says the Bialoch, that this would be kosher. Not poshut at all. Even though I saw two gdeile achreinim, Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Bavitch Rebbe, the first Bavitch Rebbe, the Bala Tanya, and the Chaya Odom, gdeile apoiskim, they seem to say it's kosher.
Which pasuk is kosher,
they're saying? Diagram number three. I've got 7 times 2, I'm only left with 14 leaves. In fact, 22 have fallen off. And they say it's kosher. Oh, says the Bialocha, that's a very big chiddush. He doesn't. He just says echad min achreinim. I'm telling you a secret. He's referring to Shulchan Aruch Harav. No, b'shas hadchak, he says you can rely on diagram number 2 because we paskin like the ra'ah. That's what he says. Deichik. That was be'etzem we paskin like the ra'ah. At least b'deichik we paskin like the ra'ah. The Bialoch is saying, fine, but can I also use the Ra'ah when I don't even have the bottom 5 Goydlin at all? Now you want to say a double rave. So the Chreinim say, it's okay. Says the Bialoch, wait. How do you know to say the Nachshiv that we should consider B'chol Echod in each individual Shilas? Remember, we've got 2 Shilas running at the same time. And I should say each one bossa ruba. I should follow the majority. Bein le'inyan rochpoi. What's rochpoi mean? The width, not the height. In other words, each ken. And bein le'inyan lorokoi. And so too with regard to the length of the hadas. Whoa, that's called a very big chiddush. I'm sorry to tell you. V'dai lonu. It suffices for us im nekel kehara'o. If we make like diagram number 2, that's already a big chiddush. The fact that I'm allowed to be simach on one rave is a big chiddush. How do I know it's a big chiddush? Because look at diagram number 1. Some disagree. So you want to tell me, no. Downgrade. You don't need diagram number 1. Full 36. 24 is okay. Okay, I'll swallow that. But come on, don't push your luck. You're lucky I let you get away with rave number 1. Not everybody agrees to that. For Dailon with Nekol Karo. Lahachshirim choser ale echod mikol kan lechol orkei. I'll let you get away with a different rive, which is oikaharivit im choser hamiyot bechol rochvoy meiruba yolamato. If you've lost your entire miyot, all 5 at the bottom. Okay, avaloi shenechaber shnehem yachad. So in other words, really, technically speaking, we should really amend our diagram. You know how we should amend the diagram? Let's now change this. And then we're going to call this number 4.
Well,
you haven't taken a picture yet.
Oh,
we're saying
number 3,
you want to
see it.
This is number 3. This is really the rivet. Well, you have a whole thing. And on the top 7, what have I got? I've got 3s. 2, 3. So I've got my 7 goyim. This diagram number 4 is not the rivet. What is diagram number 4? The sofik of the Bi'ur Halacha. This is the sofik case. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'ur Halacha, if you want to get away with one rive, I'll swallow that. Now there's 2 different cases of one rave. Either diagram number 2, where I've got top to bottom. So where am I relying on the rave? On the rochvay, not on the length, on the width on each ken. I don't mind that. Why? Because achreim so we pass neither off. Fine. Or if you want to rely on a different roiv, on the oirech, on the length. That means I'm disregarding the bottom five. I say at least on the top I've got all my kin. But in diagram number four, what have I got? A double roiv. Over here, at least how many leaves have I got over here? 21, because it is that was the Mishabura means when he says Dailon. What does Dailon mean? Like we say in Seder night, Dayenu. Dailon, it suffices to say on one roiv. I don't mind if it's roiv in the width, diagram number 2, or roiv on the length, diagram number 3, Rivid. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like. But when you want to put the two of them together, like in diagram number 4, and you're only left with 14, says the Bialocha, Avaloish and Mechaber Shnehem Beyachad, but not that you can put them two together. Haloy Al Koponim Yikra Ali Dezer, what will it be called through this? Noshru Roiv Aleho. I'm sorry to tell you, if you work out the numbers, Roiv of the island have fallen off. For example, he gives us a very nice example. Daim. Im Yesh Bahabad Shel Hadas Zayin Shurois Shel Konim. So I'm sorry, he gives a little bit, the numbers are different to our numbers. I'm sorry. If you've got all together 7 Shurois Shel Konim. So how many clusters? It's supposed to be 21, correct. Tlosa Bechol Ken. 3 in each Ken, 7 times 3 is 21. The Noshar Mehem Gimel Shurois Legamri. 3 out of the 7, bang, gone. So what am I left with? At least I'm left with 4 times 3. Umin Araba Shurois Hanishorim. But of those 4, 1 fell off. Hanishorim Chosar Ala Ala Achas. So how many have now fallen off? I had 7. I had 7 kinim. Times 3 is 21. The bottom 3 have gone. That's 9 gone. And of the top 4, 1 leaf fell off. That's 9 plus 4. 13 leaves.
1 leaf from the 4 or 1 leaf?
1 per every single one of the 4. So you want to say a double whammy roiv. That means 13 out of 21 have fallen off. Hare shechosar yud gimel alim besach hakoil. So altogether 13 have fallen off. Ubahadas lo nisha elo shmoina alim. And only 8 have remained. Shehu amiut. So he continues. That means what happens, this is a complicated case now. Really, we have to now draw diagram number 5. Which when the bottom, on our diagram, the bottom miut is gone. Completely, nothing there at all. And on the top rive,
one leaf
fell off. So if you make your sums and you work out, am I left with rive or have rive fallen off? I'm left with rive. For example, in our numbers, 5 times 3 at the bottom have fallen off, that's 15. Okay, and one more leaf at the top, 16. Fine, I'm left to 20. 20 out of 36 is pretty good. That's what the Bialocha now continues to say. He brings a Bach, and the Bach says that case is kosher. Says the Bialocha, fine, but the Bach is no proof to my Sofek. That's what he says. He brings all Bach. When a Bach shekosev afilu beken echod, have a look there, you see exactly what you just said, Rabbi Yossi. So the Bach is talking about a case where at the end of the day I'm left with Roiv. He says, that's not what I'm talking about, but don't bring me a proof. So look what he says immediately after the parenthesis. He says, "Avaloi beyosim is there. You have no proof from the Bach that if more than a roiv fall off, v'tzorich ion. What does v'tzorich ion mean? I'm leaving this unresolved. It's very difficult for me," says the Bialocha, "to be machmeh, because at the end of the day he brought achrayim and said it is okay, but I'm very unhappy with it. And therefore he says, I'm sorry, I paskin la halacha, says the Chafetz Chaim, va'al koponim, ein lahokel. Don't be lenient with this. Ki im, unless, b'mokoim shelo yimtso hadas acher bu'ir. Okay, it's pretty hard pressed. If there's no other hadas in the town, all right, you've got a chaya odom, you've got the echod minu achreinim, I'm telling you it's a shulchan aruch harav, say it. But if you can get any other hadas, don't do it. Kaid nire lefieni es daiti. Ve'efsha, then he says, you know something? Sting in the tail? Maybe. V'gam ledaitom who came. Maybe, even according to their opinion, it was also so. In other words, maybe they were also only being makel in extremely shasat. There's no other hadas in the shop, in the town, beseder. So therefore, it could well be that nobody is really makel with a double rave. At least if you have an alternative. Now, v'da oid, you should know also, let's just try and finish this off, the Kosova Bach, dim hoyo roiv shiur hahadas avois. What happens if you got the roiv shiur hadas? What is the roiv shiur hadas? What is the shiur hadas? Three tvochim. So what do I need avois? 1.6. Afshu godl ma'oid, even if I have hadas which is very long, I have a six tfochim hadas. So what do I need roiv of? Roiv of the six or roiv of three? Loi ba'inon, I do not require shiehe roiv godloi ba'avois. I don't need the roiv of the entire length of the hadas to be avois. What do I need? I don't look at the length of the hadas that I've got in front of me. What do I look at? Roiv of a shear. What is shear?
Three.
What is roiv? 1.6. Like he called it seven goydlim. That's good enough. The hainu koroiv v'shnei tvachim. It's koroiv. It's actually 1.6. Fine. Yeah. So by the way, this is now another answer to your quiz questions you're going to ask to your kid maybe. How can it be I've got roiv leaves fall off and it's kosher? You know when? If I've got a super long hadas of 10 tvachim and the bottom 7 tvachim or maybe even the bottom 8 tvachim all fell off. So what am I left with at the end of the day? Well, I'm left with 3 tvachim or 2 tvachim of avos. Kosher v'yosha. Why? I'm not interested in the total length. I'm looking at the shear. Do you have 3 avos? Well, he's roiv avos. That's good enough for me. Last line of the Bialocha. V'ayim b'prima godem shemistapek. Imahani afilu imhei mefuzorim. If they are scattered and they are not consecutive. Imahani, if it helps. The prima godem is mistapek. Will it help if they are mefuzor bo'erech hadas? Oh, maybe not. The dafke imheim al kolponim b'mokim echot. Or do they have to be consecutive? Abikura Yaakov Mekel Gambazeh. Now one second. Moira Rabbi say. So that means all the shilas, if anybody wants to sum up these shilas, I think we've had now 5 different shilas, or maybe 6 different shilas in Hilchas Hadas, all revolving around Avos. So let's now briefly summarize. Shila number 1, how much Avos do you need? Very simple shila. Big machlok is shayla. I'm asking la halocha. What we paskin? Roiv. Who told us that? Shofar. Halocha number 2. Definition of avos. Everybody agrees definition of avos is 3. But is 2 out of 3 okay? Mishnah Berurah said the achreinim say that at least mokim adchak you can be semech on the ra'ah. 2 out of 3 is good. Okay. Next question. You've got to have roiv. Does it have to be at the top?
No.
Doesn't need to be the roiv. Who told us that? The Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah explained it to us. Shaila number 4. If I've got roiv, but within that roiv, one leaf has fallen off of every ken. So it's a double roiv. In fact, roiv leaves have actually fallen off. That was the question of the Bior Halacha. He brought Achrein Mua Mekel. He's very, very unhappy with it. He says, don't be Mekel unless it's absolutely back to the wall. There's not a single Hadas available in town. Shaila number 5 is if I have a 10 Tfochim Hadas, how much Avos do I need? Rove of a shear. Same rules, just need Karev 1.6. Shaila number 6 is, does your avos have to be consecutive, or does it have to be, or even mefuzare, even scattered around? And he says the Bikura Yaakov is Mekul. So a lot of kulas we saw in Adas. In fact, 5 out of the 6 shailas were Mekul. Do you have to have kulay avos? No, Rove is good enough. Do you have to have 3 out of 3? No, 2 out of 3 is good enough. Does it have to be at the top? No, bottom is also good. The fourth shaila was a bit of a hazy shaila. Double rave, is that also good? Bialoch is unhappy. Okay, if I have 10 tvachim adas, does the whole thing have to be avos? No, 1.6 is good enough. Do they have to be consecutive? No, mefuzarim is also good enough.
There's a shaila of 1 missing.
Yeah, that's also shaila number 7. That was the Bach. Fine.
My question is, which one that, do you prefer for us to take? Number 2 or 3? Do you have a preference? Which is better?
So, he says either Rav is good enough. I've got a Raver to back me up or a Ra'ah to back me up. If you're asking me, I'd probably say 3 actually. Probably say 3. Because 3 is definitely the Shulchan Aruch. 3 is definitely the Shulchan Aruch. The other one is the Ra'ah, which is Machlaikas, which the Mishmur says, now, Aloch Lamaisa, 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 obviously, when we buy our Hadas, obviously, what are we looking for? Obviously, we are looking to get from top to bottom. Run after 3. Now, most Hadasim are more than 3 Tvachim. So very often what happens is when you stick your Hadas into the Koshikol, the bottom leaves fall off. It doesn't matter. Does that mean I've lost my Lachatchila now? No! Because mostly they're more than 3 tvachim. 3 tvachim is either about 30 centimeters, about this length, or sometimes 20. Most hadas are about this length. Korev to 50 centimeters. 40 at least. So if the bottom leaves fall off, but I've still got at the top 3 consecutive, non-stop, a voice of 3, beautiful. That's wonderful.
Does it apply to all days or only the first day?
Avos applies to all days because this has nothing to do with Hodor. This is the species of Avos. This is basically the basics of the species.
So the other
I must run because I'm trying to catch a bus to Yerushalayim.
Why can't it be 100 days?